Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. According to historian Richard Hooker, in 1791, the French plantations on the island of Hispaniola offered some of the most cruel conditions that African American slaves had ever suffered. On August 22, 1791, egged on by the voodoo priest named Bukman, over 100,000 slaves rose up against the vastly outnumbered and infinitely hated French. Unlike the French Revolution and the American Revolution, the Haitian Revolution was entirely driven by the passions of the men and women who had been enslaved most, if not all, of their lives. Quote, "They didn't simply desire liberty, they wanted vengeance," unquote. Over the next 3 weeks, the Haitian slaves burned every plantation throughout the fertile regions of Haiti and executed all the Frenchmen they could find. The French fled to the seacoast towns and pleaded with France to help them out while the island burned. For a short while, a brilliant and charismatic ex-slave named François Dominique Toussaint managed to hold the French at bay by pitting the British and the Spanish against them, but his influence came to an end with the rise of Napoleon Bonaparte in France. Aside from the fact that Bonaparte did not like sharing power, he was also a deep-seated racist. Napoleon sent General Victor Leclerc with over 20,000 soldiers to unseat Toussaint, who then waged guerrilla warfare against the French. Toussaint was imprisoned, and what followed next was one of the most horrifying struggles in history. Leclerc decided to simply execute blacks whenever and wherever he found them. According to Richard Hooker, the slaughter that Leclerc perpetrated on noncombatants would not be equaled until the Holocaust of World War II. Tune in for our next Hidden History on the influence of the Haitian Revolution on the American South. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.